Look at this dick. I need some more cum. Pull it all over my face. Such a dirty handjob slut. You like this? Dirty cum slut. That's what you like? You like me being a little slut? Dirty handjob slut?
Welcome, gentlemen and ladies. Nick spit. You have a nosebleed? Oh no.
Did you just laugh a nosebleed out?
Wait, he has more paper towels. How bad is it?
Oh my god.
Nick was laughing so hard at this. This remix that we have going here. That he gave himself a nosebleed. And I respect that.
Can you get him? Can we actually pause for a moment?
Oh, we got a little bit of this coming in. All right, we're going to restart this podcast.
No, it's all so right. Good.
We're going to keep the podcast. We can stop this, though. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the...
No, it's like, it's you're going to have to take this with you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Nick's going to take a trip to the bathroom quick to fix his nosebleed. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Cold Leftovers podcast, brought to you in part by... it's closed. You can knock on it, but open it. Brought to you in part by apparently spankbang.com, which is where this video is found.
I don't know how much we should say about the video.
Come slut.
Oh, he slows it down?
This is it. I also like the guy's white socks.
One guy's wearing socks, one guy's not wearing socks.
You like this?
Oh, this is...
Wait, is she wearing socks? No.
No.
I want some cum.
All right, that's where we end it.
And
so welcome to the Cold Leftovers podcast. That was a video that we'll just say we know someone in that video.
Yes.
We'll leave it at that. AKA, it used to be my neighbor.
They will live on in infamy. Is that a word? Infamy?
Yeah, infamy.
Yeah.
I-N-F-A-M-Y, infamy. We had a song to open up the podcast, which, John, tell me what you think about the song. Not this one.
I mean, I love it.
This is a good song. This song. This is my Black Panther song.
It sounds like something out of Black Panther. It also sounds like something out of Despicable Me. Despicable Me.
Never seen that movie. But yeah, I drew the inspiration from Black Panther for this.
What were your thoughts on Black Panther?
I thought it was like a 6 out of 10.
So I immediately disliked it. Now that I've sat on it longer...
Washing his hands.
Oh. I think I'd give it about a C+.
Yeah, that's probably where I'm sitting.
I think it's like a C+. It was perfectly fine. I think it's better than like the first two Thor movies.
Yeah, it was one of those builder movies. It definitely had some good moments.
I think it's like, it's on par with like Ant-Man.
Michael B. Jordan's character was awesome.
He was great. But you know what I mean? Like, where it's like, yeah, Ant-Man's a cool character, yeah. But like his movie wasn't that great.
Yeah. It basically...
Whereas I think the opposite with this movie, where like I don't really care for Black Panther as a character. I think he's kind of weak. But I thought the movie around him was pretty good. Like, I liked the world-building aspect.
Yeah. I mean,
there's a lot of stuff that doesn't make sense, though.
Like what?
Like, one of the things that's really been... You all good, kid?
Oh, yeah.
One of the things that's really been bothering me about the movie is the idea that the Wakandans are so wealthy.
Oh, yeah.
How? They don't sell their vibranium.
Yeah, I know. That's... It seems like they build everything. The only way that they would be able to... get wealth is by selling it, and they don't.
Exactly, so they don't sell it. So where are they getting their money from? Selling fucking goats? Like, I don't get it. Doesn't make sense.
Selling to goats?
No, selling goats. Two goats. Goats don't hit goats have no funds.
That's not true. They can trade milk.
Hello.
Welcome. Oh, ooh. Ooh, your mic sounds really good right now.
Thank you.
So you laughed nose out of your head. I mean, you laughed blood out of your nose. That's what I meant to say.
Yep.
I like that. I support that.
I was laughing so hard I got lightheaded, and then all of a sudden I felt
warm, oh, man. Viscous liquid.
That's fucking funny.
What was the funniest part for you? Was it the music in the background?
It was the way it was just laying over the music was
okay,
fucking insane.
So while you were bleeding out of your nostril, they actually slowed down some of the dialogue in the scene.
Yeah. Such a dirty cum slut.
You missed it.
I closed it out because I was trying to feel uncomfortable.
I understand.
However, it's a classic, and I assure you, it will return in the form of a song. I accept the challenge. Nick, do you accept the challenge as well?
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah, it's just we're gonna have to find a way to download the video and then go from there.
Yeah.
No. You can just hold the phone up and sample the bits.
Then they're gonna be mad low res, kid.
Sample whose bits?
You know what I'm saying.
Word.
So, we didn't podcast last week because John had to do something. I don't remember.
I had to go to dinner.
Oh, you had to go to dinner with his in-laws. But Nick and I played Fortnite. And then this week we played Fortnite and we got another W. And John wasn't there to join us. And that was part of John's challenges that he's been just so viciously seeking out. But I'll tell you what, John.
That's what I need.
Do you have a lunch break tomorrow?
I don't know. It all depends. Like I didn't end up having a lunch break today. Because
well, if you have a lunch break and you go home on your lunch break, your boy here will be home, and I'll be looking to catch some W's. And I think we might luck out because all the little children might be at school, so we can cheese out some W's.
I would actually rather all the little children to be playing because I feel like I can beat kids.
No, the kids are nasty at this game.
I know, fucking. This is the biggest. Because this game is free. We're talking about Fortnite, by the way.
Fortnite.
Did we mention that?
Fortnite Battle Royale. Not Save the World. None
because this
World
game is free, every fucking kid on planet Earth is playing it.
Mm-hmm. Anyone that has a PlayStation, which that's what we play on, PlayStation
and,
4.
And we're all getting better, but so is the competition. Everybody mm-hmm. else is getting way better.
Yeah. When we started, we could kind of cheese out some W's. Like, when we the first 3 months of my playing, I got, I think, like 17 or 18 wins, and since the update, I've gotten one.
I've gotten one. I don't think I've gotten any.
No,
wins.
I've gotten two.
No,
you
yeah,
and
we
I got
a
one,
win,
and
yeah.
Nick and I got one.
Yeah, I'm friends with the guy who posts fucking like 5 W's a day on Snapchat.
Who?
Jeremy.
Oh, I'm friends with Cam, last name, not quite a rock, but not quite a pebble. You get what I'm saying?
I don't know who that is, but...
You get them in your kidneys?
No. I understand that his last name is Stone, but I just...
he'll post, like, once a day, wins. But he also has a whole squad. Like, he has... When we play squads...
Guy, this guy has, like, a team of three other people that he plays with. That
yeah, we play squads with the four of us. We need to get Sonny back into Fortnite.
Sonny doesn't like it. He doesn't enjoy playing it. He likes playing Monster Hunter and shit like that.
No, he liked Fortnite.
If he enjoyed Fortnite, then he would play with us because he's always on when we're playing.
What was that anime-ass looking game that you guys were playing?
Overwatch.
That wasn't for me.
Nah, I don't
like it. I like that game.
That game's too fast.
That game is very fast-paced.
I like the idea of Fortnite being you can play the game how you want to play.
Well, yeah, Fortnite has peaks and valleys. It's very fast, and then after your fight's done, then you can kind of unwind and travel and collect and build.
Whereas, like...
Overwatch is
like, oh, you get killed and you respawn.
Overwatch is definitely, it's anxiety-inducing fast-paced.
I don't care for... That's the reason I don't like League of Legends, because I don't like games that, games that go so fast, I can't see what's happening.
Yeah.
I like games like Fortnite, and mm-hmm. I like CSGO, like Counter-Strike.
Yeah, well, because that game is more tactical.
It's tactical.
One
it's
death.
Slow, it's slow-paced. You get shot, you just die. Mm. And when you're dead, you're dead.
I respect that. What's that? Oh, it's just a gear update. We got a gear update. Ooh. We got a gear update.
Gear.
John Gressel loves gear. Yeah, that show could have been so good. So, I think all of us have gotten some new gear recently. Nick got new gear.
New old gear.
You tell him, Nick.
Old new gear, maybe?
Well, it's new gear.
It's new.
To replace your old new gear.
So previously mentioned on this podcast. I mentioned that I had purchased
this fucking shit again.
A Fender Twin Reverb 65 reissue. Now, this amp, I believe, was a 2012.
2012.
I bought it used. It was, $950, I believe?
Yeah.
$850.
With
can
tax.
You shut up and let him tell the story? Jesus Christ.
I'm trying to do the echo. Echo. Okay, sorry.
You know, and we had
Wait, Nick,
issue.
Look at me. Look at me. Okay, your nose looked red. I thought I was bleeding again.
We had this issue with it where when you turn the reverb over 5, it would start to hum. And I have no fucking idea what that was. Thought it might be some preamp tubes. This pop filter is not really stopping the pop.
Right well, now. Your mic is also not fully connected to the rubber band.
It's fucked up. I'll fix that
it's
later.
It's fine.
anywho. Couldn't figure it out. Changed some preamp tubes. Wasn't really doing anything, so... I had to weigh out my options. It was day 44 of my return policy of 45 days.
Get off the fucking southern accent.
It's not a southern accent. It's my voice.
Oh,
so it was
Weatherman
it was,
Nick.
It was day 44 of 45.
Wait, we didn't introduce ourselves.
This is Becky from The Haven.
Okay.
John.
And Pat. Continue.
People know. The people know.
The people know. Day 44, 45-day return policy.
Yeah, so I had to weigh out my options. I was like, okay, I can get a new one. I priced out a couple options, and I was looking at, like, $1,235 was the best price I could get for it. So I had to say, like, all right, so I have to at least get this amp retubed, this old one, and that still might not fix it.
Yeah.
And retubing and biasing is probably $250, $300. So I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to get a brand new one.
And you did.
Be fine. So I returned the other one and got a new one.
When's it coming in? Soon?
Thursday, supposedly.
Yeah, they said like 5 days, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the FedEx shipping says Thursday.
All right, cool.
Hear me out.
Yeah?
You don't sound super stoked about this whole situation.
Well, no, because I already had the excitement of getting this amp, right? And now I have the disappointment of spending $450.
But why did you do
more.
It?
Why did I get the new one?
Yeah.
Because the other one was fucked up and it was unplayable.
No, I know, but, like, I don't know. I would have been soured from buying anything from fucking Guitar Center.
He bought new.
Yeah, but
he,
I got a new one because...
New from the factory, too. Like, right. They had one on the floor and Nick was like, nope, send me one.
Yeah, I was like, do you have any in the back? And he said, no, we only have the one on the floor. So I said, okay, I want you to get a new one in and send it to me.
Yeah, you don't want the one people have been fucking... playing
right yeah
for however and many the, months it's been on the floor there.
I don't want to buy shit from Guitar Center ever.
Yeah,
but they were able to price out Musician's Friend.
Oh, nice.
Musician's Friend was only offering 7% off, which was less than I expected. Guitar Center was able to do 200 free shipping and then I had to pay sales tax, but
it's still less than Musician's Friend.
Yeah. Like
Musician's
like
Friend is 25%.
Will you be happy, though, when you have it?
Certain things are 25%. But it's yeah. Certain, it'll be like this ass fucking pedal or a Fender bar stool. You know, like...
But will you be happy once you have it?
Yeah. No, I mean, I'll be happy that I have the amp that I want.
I think you'll be happy once we finally get to a point where we'll play a show and you have that amp on stage and
but
you play it. And
you got
to
understand, I already had $2,000 on my credit card. Now I have... $2,500 on the credit card.
Respect.
Which is not an ass load of money, but it's just more than I want on my credit card.
Yeah, that's why I'm surprised that you went ahead and just bought a new one.
Well, my other option was return it, get the Guitar Center credit, and then fucking...
save it and buy another one eventually.
Yeah. And just wait to buy a new one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the DeVille's already gone.
True.
Let's not do that again.
I don't know what it was. I don't oh, it was a Google password required. Thank you.
Yeah.
So yeah, Nick, that's Nick's new gear. John, you got some new gear.
Did I?
Yeah. Remember when we went to the Guitar Center in Natick?
I think we talked about that last week where I got
the large muff.
The big
last
muff.
Week we didn't have a podcast.
Or 2 weeks ago.
What?
I also got casters for the amp.
Oh, that's true. Nick and I both got went to Harbor
you
Freight
went to
and
Harbor Freight.
Casters. Yeah.
Did you get casters for your amp too?
Yep.
Nice.
I got locking casters.
No, but I'm pretty sure we already talked about...
The Big Muff?
I got a Big Muff bass. Pat actually bought it for me. Well, Pat traded me a Big Muff bass that he purchased for me for a white Strat that's sitting on the rack.
Sitting right
there.
Here.
And I love it. I'm a big fan of it. It sounds
very nice.
Really good. And I just think it'll sound better once there's better pickups in my bass, or I play it through better bass.
That's probably your next upgrade, pickups and tuning machines.
I don't know. Nick's got me like second guessing that.
Listen, I'm not trying to tell you how to do it. I'm just giving you what I would do, but that doesn't mean that it's right.
I haven't Googled it to see if I can get that same bass, but in a Fender. Like, do they make
Fender Mustangs? Yeah,
it's not a Mustang,
or Fender,
it's a Jaguar.
Fender Jaguar bass, yeah.
But at, like, the same short scale, like, I want the same bass. I love.
I'll tell you what.
I love what I got.
We do have the capability.
I wanted to get a full scale bass, but like, I don't know. It feels. I'm so used to it now because it's what I've been playing. And, like, tonally, I don't think it sounds that much different than a full-scale bass.
Fender Jaguar electric bass. Let's go on... let's go on Guitar Center. To the Fender American Standard Jaguar bass.
Yeah, but that's a full-scale bass. I want the short scale.
Okay.
Sorry, we no longer carry this item.
Yeah. That's how everything that I've ever liked fucking works out.
Let's try this one. Fender.
Those are all the Squires.
Fender, Jaguar bass, Paul Farrer fingerboard. Is that a short scale, though? Probably not. Yeah, so it looks like you're only looking at Squires, except this one. It looks short scale, no?
It's cool. Looks cool. I don't know if I like the silver, but...
That's short scale? No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's full scale. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe that kind of maybe solidifies. Ooh, that's fucking nice. I don't know if I like it with the white pick with the black pick guard.
You could change it though.
I think it looks too much like a piano.
It's probably not super easy to come by that pick guard.
Of course, I have to like fall in love with obscure shit. I can't just like a P bass like everybody else. But
kid, me too.
I love P basses.
My thing is this Fender Tele. That is.
But yeah, then the other thing, I almost acquired something tonight, which was I put a bid, accidentally bid on a broken Fender Champion 600 tube, 5-watt tube amp on eBay, not realizing that the thing didn't fucking work, but luckily somebody outbid me. So,
could have been a bit more bad.
Can we take a look at the Brad Paisley one? There it is.
Ugh. Ugly.
I can't believe it's $1,200 for the Brad Paisley fucking.
It's hideous.
Ooh, wait, go back up. Ooh, right there. Go, no. One more row up. Right there.
That?
Nope, to the left.
This?
Yes. I
really don't like that pick guard.
I do. I actually like it better than the OG pick guard. To the point where
I like
think,
those pick guards a lot.
To the point where I don't think I could own a Telecaster that. Yeah, that's $2,000 is what they're trying to get for those.
Yeah.
For the Troublemaker Tele. That's insane. Do you think they'll ever come out with like a made in Mexico Troublemaker Tele now that Gibson's going to go out of business?
Oh, is this it? This is it right here. Yeah. This is the guitar that I want.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Big fan.
I like that a lot.
I love the color of the pick. Everything
you know what it needs, perfect. Though? It only needs one thing.
A Bixby?
No, I'm not like you. I don't like Bixby's.
Maple neck.
He's a maple neck. I've taste.
Wow, roasted. So yeah, John got that. I got the Russian Muff made by the same
Electro Harmonics.
And I got a MXR reverb pedal, which Nick likes, and he might get too because it does sound very nice. The spring reverb on it sounds like my DeVille.
Apparently, one of the best spring reverb pedals you can buy is the Boss one, to the point where they're like $300 on eBay now.
Oh my goodness!
They were like a $100 pedal that they stopped making, and now they're like $300.
Really?
Yeah.
Boss makes some good stuff.
Yeah, people love it. It's like the best reverb pedal out there.
Boss gets a bad name too because like. That's what everyone thinks of.
Well, I think Boss
it's
gets
because
a bad
they're so
name.
Readily accessible.
Yeah. Well, it's because it's like that's the one, those are the pedals you can buy at Guitar Center.
Right. Yeah. They used to have the big display, the pedal display, the tower.
What's it? The Fender Reverb One pedal.
It's like brown colored. Yeah.
But yeah,
how much money are they trying to get out of those things?
In good condition, used. You're looking at $170 to $215 with shipping, and then they have one that's in very good condition for $275.
Yeah, that guy that plays in like a surf rock band, he has a YouTube channel. He has one. And he loves it.
I just want to say something quickly. Brad Marchand and Tori Krug both have chances for hat tricks tonight. So, yeah, that's our gear talk. I just want to also say live on the podcast, not live on the podcast, record on the podcast, that John, I think you're doing a great job. Nick and I were talking about this the other day, that you and Andrew have both improved leaps and bounds.
Thank you.
And are coming into your
own.
I feel
way more comfortable than I did initially.
Mm-hmm. Although
I'm still like, I know the songs, but if I'm not staring at the sheet music, I fucking panic.
It's one of those things where once you get familiar with the style that we write and how we write, it'll be easier for you to remember. Like when
it's like this current song we're working on now, I remember the whole thing.
Yeah.
But because I was there from start to
finish. Like when I jumped in
finished,
and
but.
I played bass for Neutrinos once or twice just to fill in. And I was lost, and those songs were simple as shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure it took you a little while to even get them down because you weren't there for the process. But like you said, because you're involved in the writing now, you can just pick them out and just say, like, yep, I don't need to write anything down. I know what I'm playing.
Yeah, and I'm also like, I'm like figuring things out where I'm like, yeah, I can tell that doesn't sound very good.
Yeah.
You know, I still don't really know what I'm doing, but it's like, I can tell when something doesn't, like if I'm doing something that doesn't quite sound right. Like there's a part in the current song we're working on where when you guys stop playing and then it's just me and Andrew, where I continue playing the riff that we were playing for like one more bar. Mm-hmm. And then I go into the, and I want to try and figure out a way to like eliminate that where it's like, you guys stop, and I'm going right into the...
Yeah, into the actual...
Yeah.
All that sort of stuff you'll get as you get the timing down. I mean, the song's
not
still
that
work
the way
of,
that I did it sound... Not that it sounds bad, but no. I think it would just sound better if I just
better,
cut that out and just go right into it.
But it's one of those things that the more you play and the more you get comfortable with it, the easier it'll be.
Yeah.
It's also the writing process for you is completely new because this is the first song you've actually started writing with Nick and I.
Yeah.
Nick and I know how we write. So Nick and I will look at each other, and Nick and I will be like, nah, that's not working. Or we'll look at each other and be like, we're thinking the same thing right now. Let's keep playing whatever we're playing and figure it out. But I guarantee you we'll come out on the same
page. For the
page.
Most part, you're like, hey, why don't you try this? This might sound good.
Yeah.
But there's like at least one point in the song where I did a little variation on something. I'm like, it sounds good. And you guys didn't say no on it. So obviously it's not.
Don't be afraid to take like a chance and try something, and also don't feel like
I feel like I also have the freedom a little bit to do that because it's the bass and it's not super
also,
it's not like you guys where it's like up front, it's like a little bit more subtly in the background, so I can also fuck up a few times and it doesn't ruin everything. Like where if you fucked up you're like, oh, people can hear that, where if I fuck up,
same with
something
too.
Might sound weird for a half second and they're like, no, okay, maybe it was nothing.
People don't notice shit. You think people notice it, but they know your songs by heart, they don't notice shit unless a note is like out.
The only instrument that's the most, that aside from singing, is the drums. If you miss a beat or skip a beat or are out of time.
I think Andrew's doing great too.
Oh yeah, Andrew's doing much, much better than, you know, 2 weeks ago. He's on top of it. Like he's adjusted his drumming style already.
Yeah.
Which is tough to go from like surf punk rock to this sort of music. It's different. I have to pee, by the way. So
watch out for all the blood I have in your bathroom.
I respect that. You want a tampon, kid?
Put a tampon in your nose, guy. But yeah, no, I'm very happy, and I'm also like happy with the music. Very happy with the music that we're playing. Like I like the sound of it. I feel like I would be unhappy playing music that I don't like.
Yeah, no, playing music that you don't like is just not satisfying.
Yeah,
it's frustrating sometimes.
Like everything about this stuff, like so far, sounds very good. Maybe once we add vocals to it, then I might have some gripes. I don't know, but maybe I won't.
A hell of a set of pipes on me, kid.
We just gotta find a singer.
Yeah, it's you.
You want me to sing?
Oh, yeah.
I can't sing.
Neither can I.
Also can't sing and play my parts correctly.
I have reservations about bringing someone in to sing because I don't want it to fuck up the
environment
we have.
So I was listening to another podcast earlier today with a, I think he's a country singer. He was saying like one of the reasons that his band is so successful is that they're all friends.
Yeah.
So it's like after the show's over, they can all go out like and hang out in the van or in the bus, and it's not agonizing.
Right.
They're not with a bunch of people that they hate.
What band is this?
That guy that Joe Rogan interviewed today.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Is there a bullfrog in here?
He's a country dude. You fought guy?
Ripping it?
Not me. That's a good segue into the song of the week.
It is a good segue in the song
but
of
yeah,
the week.
But seriously, though, I'm not against us finding a singer, but we just got to make sure that they mesh well with the rest of the gang.
Why, Nick doesn't want to do it?
Nick has reservations, but he also has reservations of bringing in a person, so.
Yeah.
What'd you say? I don't want to sing? I'm open to it. I worry that I'm not going to be able to. Traditionally, right? At least in the old band, I could do choruses, right?
Yeah.
Verses, I kind of struggle with for a few reasons. I suck writing lyrics. And
I can help you with that.
I think I could start to do verses. I just wonder how it's going to come out. It might be a style that I don't even like.
Yeah.
We can explore it. I just have reservations also about bringing someone else in and the impact that it could have on kind of the atmosphere.
Well, let's go over the positive and negatives. Positives. The impact would be makes band practice every week cheaper. Negatives, we might hate them.
But, yo, people who just sing can be such asshats.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of like my concern.
Yeah.
And it's all, like, what if we bring somebody in to sing, and then they start singing stuff, like, and we don't like what they're coming up with.
Well, that's the thing. You have to find someone that you like.
You know, I fuck with, I like to fuck with Pat, but it's like, I'm sure if he played something that didn't sound good, we would all be like, yeah, I don't, maybe we need to work on that.
Yeah.
But if it's, like, somebody that we don't really know that well who's in singing, and they sing something that doesn't sound good, will any of us have the guts to be like, dude, it's not right.
Well, that's the thing. You have to bring someone on board who sees your vision. You know what I mean?
What's our vision? I think our vision right now is just like have fun and
No, for sure. Enjoy ourselves. I think
this is also knowing, like 6 months down the road or more.
Knowing what we've done in the past and how the songwriting is going now, it's kind of like we didn't really skip a beat, right?
Yeah.
So I think we kind of have an idea, and I think it's something that you'll pick up on, and I think Andrew's getting it.
Yeah.
As to what we're doing. And I want to expand on that, too. I don't want everything to be kind of a trick pony thing.
When you write and when I write, we write in the same mindset. Like, our styles and everything that we write aligns. Like, if you were to write a song and I were to write a song separate from each other, start to finish, we could put them on a CD together and they would sound like they fit together.
In fact, we could probably play them over each other and they'd be one song.
Probably.
Because they'd both be in fucking D.
It's true.
I do like D.
And we'd hit the open D's at the same time.
Probably, like Nickelback. Yeah. Who I love.
Just like Nickelback.
I love Nickelback. So, John, we're going to get right into the song of the week.
Have either of you heard this song?
Yeah, you actually showed it to me. Let's get into the song of the week here. This is Song of the Week, brought to you by Blackstone Valley Knife Works. Yeah. Thank you. That was a transition song. Thanks. That song was sent to us in by George Hyman. John, song of the week. Who's it by?
This is by Rihanna, Kanye West, and...
Who's that guy on the guitar?
The one, the only Paul McCartney.
Who is that scrub that's on that song?
I guarantee if you scroll down to the comments, somebody's like, who's this old dude?
2018 question mark? Happy birthday, Rihanna. No, someone posted the lyrics. Save an African child for $1. What? 2017 question mark?
This Paul McCartney guy is very talented. He's gonna go places. But yeah, so this is a song that was on the radio like a while ago. But I just really like it. I like Rihanna's part. I don't really like Kanye's part.
Kanye's part is auto-tune.
Does Paul McCartney sing?
No, just plays guitar.
That's disappointing because I like Paul McCartney.
I know. That little eye roll right there gives me a boner every time.
It's no Tegan Quinn.
He still looks fucking good, too.
He's not actually him.
For an old dude, Paul McCartney looks great.
Do you think Paul McCartney couldn't help himself but stare at her lack of a bra?
I stare at her lack of a bra. The whole time I'm like, even though this is YouTube, like, a boob could fall out. I've seen this video 500 times. Woke up an optimist.
Get him, Kanye. The sun was shining, I'm positive.
Then I heard you was talking trash. I hate his part. Hold me
back, I'm about to spaz. What's with the, like, fucking screaming in the background?
I think it's his kid.
Oh, it's awful. And it's out of key.
But her part sounds fantastic.
Yeah. I'm trying to make it back.
Having Paul McCartney just play guitar is such a fucking waste.
Well, I don't know that it's a waste. I think it's shocking that Paul McCartney would make a song that's a hit.
You don't think a guy who hasn't written or played a good song in decades, you don't think he'd want to get in on that? On something that's relevant?
I think it's bizarre for Paul McCartney to do a song with Kanye West and Rihanna. Bizarre in a good way.
A producer was like, Paul, how would you like to make $500,000? And he was like, oh, that doesn't sound too bad.
I mean, it's a song.
You don't like that song?
Rihanna's part's good. Kanye's part's terrible.
Kanye's part's bad. But, like, her auto-tune part,
the fucking yapping in the background was offensive.
I think it's his kid talking in the back. I actually have a theory that that's why that song failed. That weird, like, chatter in the background. Like, it hit the charts, and then it was just fucking gone. But explain this song.
I don't expect anyone here to like it other than me.
I like it so far.
I was listening to the Boomtown Rats on my drive here, and I was like, yo, this song is good.
This reminds you of the Rock on Tours.
And I was going to say the same thing.
I think this part has, like, it's like kind of a long bridge.
Steady as she goes.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
It's got, like, the same half-speed drums with accents on the off notes. Granted, this song came out before, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, this is from, like, 77
like
or something.
A lot, yeah, okay.
Honestly, I think it'd be pretty cool if we wrote a song that kind of had, like, a vintage-y sound like this.
I don't know if I can pull it off. We could try, but I don't know if I can pull it off.
Ooh, that low one is bad.
You don't think we could pull off, like, but, like, in the same, like, obviously it would be D, because everything we do is D. But you don't think you could get, like, a vintage-y, like, a meshing of a vintage-y sound and the stuff that we do now?
We can.
I think it would be cool.
Right. Remember in the other song that we wrote that we don't play anymore? We did the surf rock.
Something like Austral or something?
Yeah, something like that could fit. In that vein, where it's just like a random, like, pouring Lionel Richie into a song.
I'm very excited about that.
Oh, yeah. No, that's
it's happening.
I actually went.
I like this part a lot.
I like this song.
This reminds me of Bossa Now.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, wait. No, Led Zeppelin.
And there's one on the road. Yeah. And there's no, one that's on more the road. Than a feeling. There's.
It's about Zeppelin, eh? Yeah.
I don't know. I like it. I like this.
Yeah, I like it.
I like the Boomtown Rats quite a bit.
I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah, I like
that. Speaking of Lionel Richie, this weekend I went on the weirdest fucking tangent. I was like, oh, you know what? That I need to hear fucking that Lionel Richie song. So I threw it up on YouTube, and then I just went down the rabbit hole of, like, oh shit, I love Whitney Houston. Let me watch some Whitney Houston videos. And then all of a sudden, I was watching Footloose on YouTube. I watched the whole fucking movie.
Respect that. Respect that.
Like, 4 hours later, I was like, I just watched all of Footloose. What the fuck happened?
That just reminds me of the Logitech Kevin Bacon commercial and how much I like it. Favorite actor? Kevin Bacon.
I love that movie tries to make, like, Kevin Bacon attractive. Like, he's like... Like, he's the hot guy.
He's a pig-nosed dude.
But he's, like, awful-looking.
My wife says, if I watch any more Kevin Bacon, I might actually become Kevin Bacon.
Those commercials were so great.
Yeah.
All right, here's my song of the week. The song is called 309 by Russian Circles. This is a live studio session just because I want John to see
how ugly that bass is.
It is ugly, but he plays it very well. Oh, shit.
Where's this band from?
Chicago. Yeah. They're big Chicago Blackhawks fans. Russian Circles is a hockey drill. They're wicked big hockey fans.
You know, it's weird. So all this time you've been telling me to listen to Russian Circles, I refused to because I thought they were Russian, and I didn't want to support commies.
No, they're
commies.
From Chicago. They use loops, too. Ready for this shit?
Don't try and justify your use of loops.
No, this is a three-piece. Bass hasn't come in yet, by the way. Plays with a pick too, so that's how you know it's okay.
That's how you know he fucks.
I fucking hate that guy's mustache.
I love it. God.
Someone's gonna smack that fucking thing right off.
It's so rude. So, this
he looks like a rapist.
He does. Sure.
It looks like Matthew McConaughey in like every role Matthew McConaughey's ever been in.
Listen, I didn't kick your songs.
I'm not saying the song's bad. Wait. I'm saying the mustache is bad.
It is bad, but people can't see the mustache. Alright, the bass on this part is what I really want you to listen to. Because it's dope, as I would say. Hear that fuzz pedal? Isn't that nice? And that guitar is just droning. And then he has a big muff, and you can hear when he kicks it in. Right now he's just using overdrive. The next part, he kicks in with the big muff, and it just... Right here. Hear that? Right?
He played a chord right there?
Yeah.
That's the kind of shit I was talking about, though, when I was saying, like, I like stuff that drones.
Right?
The same note over and over.
Yeah, and in the background, it's like, no, 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 no. Now, I don't want to take up too much time of this, but this is another part that's just droning. Let me go right back into the original there. But the bass tone is so nice.
Yeah. They almost focus on the bass player more than they do the guitar player.
Yeah. I mean, in this band, each one of them has the same amount of spotlight, so to speak. Okay,
here's my only qualm with them. What's I don't that? Think I can like a band that doesn't have a singer.
I thought so too, but I listened to this their CD and I was like, holy shit. I also I promise this is the last part I play. I'm doing this all for John's benefit just to show him what Fuzz can do. Right? That just,
it's not my favorite use of fuzz right there. Makes it sound a little metalcore-y.
On the album, it's a lot better sounding. But I like how the drums and the bass are doing... How the drums and bass are matching up with each other. And all the guitar is doing is droning.
I'm trying to do that a lot when we're playing. Like, I'm like consciously trying to lock in with Andrew.
Like,
where his snare hits is when I'm hitting. Like, I'm trying to...
Snare, and you want to focus on his... bass foot,
yeah.
Bass drum. Like, so this band would be, I don't know if you enjoyed that.
Actually, no, that's
song.
What I meant. His bass kicks, not his snare hits.
I don't know if you enjoyed that song, but this would be a good band to look at.
It sounds really good. It's just, I think sometimes, like, when there's no lyrics to a song, it kind of has no personality, which is weird to say, but it...
No, I can see.
Like, it sounds lifeless, like elevator music. Like, heavy, badass elevator music.
See, their stuff is a lot about, like, they have a lot of, droning overarching leads, like Nick was saying, those long droning notes that have one part droning, but then the stuff in the background is doing a lot of
stuff.
No,
I like the droney kind of stuff. The only thing is, like, we're not good enough musicians to not have
I don't singing. Necessarily buy that.
No?
I don't think they're doing anything that out of our realm of capabilities. I think the timing and execution can be complicated.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're doing anything technically, at least in that.
In that song. Their guitarist is very good.
I
don't doubt that.
I've said to you before, though, I'm not against us not having us not singing.
Yeah.
But I guess it's one of those things, too, where it's like...
Pat gets a second song of the week.
Well, no, I'm just... Like, this is another one of the songs. This is something that we couldn't do.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I can't play this the lead for this.
I can.
I don't know. I think you could. I'm pretty sure the lead on the song that we're working on right now is just as hard as what he's doing right there.
This part I can play.
Yeah, you play stuff like that right now.
But I like their music a lot because it's what got me into like droning and that sort of kind of not operatic. I don't know.
How about we listen to Meth Mouth then?
That is a good song.
Let's do it.
Yeah, John. So this is our band that we are friendly with.
The band that you are. This is Sonny's band.
No. This I do like their. Have you ever heard their band?
No.
You've never heard.
No.
This is them.
This is Sonny's.
This is Sonny's band. This is Crispy James.
I feel like
this
you
is
ever...
not Meth Mouth.
There's no bass yet. But you'll notice Sonny uses a lot of chords. Why are you looking at... Well, I'll play Meth Mouth. Nick's not a math rock guy, or whatever.
Wow, way to just out him.
Sonny knows you're not into math rock, dude.
Dead ass. When I saw them for their album release, one of the fucking best shows I've seen in a long time. And I'm not saying from a local band. I'm saying one of the best shows I've seen.
I saw
in
them
a
play.
Long fucking time.
I saw them play, and they're phenomenal live.
Fucking phenomenal.
I'll tell you, this is their EP though. So they recorded this themselves and mixed it themselves. Their actual CD, very good. Because it's actually mixed and mastered like it's supposed to be.
So math rock is just like super technical, right? Like that's
not,
what...
No, not necessarily, because like this isn't very...
Noodly, and then fucking notes are weird.
But I wouldn't classify them as math rock.
I'm pretty sure Sonny classifies them as math
like,
rock. So they don't have a singer?
No. But they have a lot of that droniness. Like, this part is mathy. But all the bass is doing... Boom, 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 boom. Hear the chords. Here are the bass comes kind of washed out because he's using chords.
Since when does Pat wear North Face?
My sister got it for me.
What?
Yeah.
Ash.
She must be fucking balling in that daycare money here.
Not kid, Marshalls. I'm actually looking for this specific album, though.
Meth Mouth?
Called 2012.
I kind of like that.
Yeah. I mean, I like that. I saw them, and I'm with Nick. When I saw them, it was one of the better shows, if not the best show, local band show that
I've gone to some of your shows.
Although,
when you were still Outlook Not Good, and you guys played with some fucking trash
bands. Let's play this while we're searching for 2012. This is a good band, too. A good local band.
This is Someday Providence?
I hate that name.
No. Ask the Dead.
Is this From Here to Zanzibar?
No. This is a band that has a singer.
What about Cedros?
They were good. Turn out the lights. I got about, a remedy
what
for.
What about Coma Coma?
They were pretty decent too, if I remember.
I think so. I think they were a little advanced for me though.
Yeah.
I think I needed 10 years before I could listen to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are all bass chords in the background. This is also, we saw, this is the band that, remember they had a new song and it was in, one part was in seven and we watched all of them at the same time on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3 on the stage at the same, like we, I'm sure look like idiots during practice when we have that one part.
Yeah.
Oh, when we're going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
I say it every time.
You know this band, right?
Yeah, we've played them a couple times.
Yeah, I like these guys.
I'm kind of excited to be good enough to play a show, honestly. I've always been very jealous of you guys when you get to go play shows.
It's fun playing a show once in a while.
It's, like, cool to...
When you can get a good build. I kind of want to play with Airspray Queen. I don't know if they'd lower themselves to us, but I'd like to.
I feel like I would be so nervous, though, where I would have to, like, turn around and not face people.
Andy Letai did that.
I don't know.
His first show, he
stood
still.
You can just
get
in the zone.
Yeah. It's,
I don't like speaking in front of people, but I can play in front of people.
Nick and I feed off each other, and we do stupid shit on stage, that's for sure. Like, Nick will slide on his knees under me and play guitar, and I'll be over him playing guitar.
This podcast is going to do big things for local music.
That's true. This band is a movement.
Who are far and away my favorite band to come out of this area.
Yeah.
Far and away.
I would say that's
Have they
true.
Come out of this area, or are they still locked into this area?
They are non-existent. I just mean...
Oh.
I just mean a band that was started this area.
I feel like if you were going to sing, this is how you would sing.
Yeah.
But with your voice. But I would be okay with you singing in this style.
And this is...
Do you agree?
Yeah. This is how I pictured Nick singing.
This is what I picture you singing like. With a little bit less of a Blink-182 sound.
Yeah. I shout a little bit more than that. Because I have to.
This is also their song.
You're a Rye guy.
So their guitarist, Ryan, actually was the one who kind of got me into tapping. Because he used to do a lot of this. And this was before that band, my song of the week. Before I was listening to them, we played a lot of shows with these guys. And I was watching them, like, I like that. And he had a Line 6 DL4 that was a delay and a loop pedal. And inspired Nick and I to get ours, which I moved on to a different looper, which I kind of like. Sad to say, I like my loop station better than the DL4 because I can loop 10 minutes versus the DL4 is 8 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, the DL4 is a delay pedal that has a loop.
Yeah, to be fair, it's used, but the delays that it has are nice. But yeah.
I like the delay pedal I have now way more than I ever liked the DL4.
If you could sing in a manner similar to that, I think it would sound very good.
Just go home.
Like I'll
put on 2012.
I just sang that in my car many times.
The chorus parts, the chorus parts that you sing for,
Moscow.
Like Moscow, I think it sounds great.
Hmm. Me too.
It's a little bit shouty, but it's not screamy. Does that make sense?
Well, I try to make it at least a
tonality.
Little melodic, too.
Yeah, no, it sounds good. Or even, like, your part in Fallen, like, it sounds good.
Yeah, because there's notes. It's shouted notes. I guess is the best way to word it.
Where, like, Andrew tried his best, but, like, I just don't like that style of singing.
It was, yeah, it's just different.
Yeah, it's just not my cup of tea.
Legitimately, Andrew really started to come into his own at the time that we fucking stopped playing.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Well, it's because he had a lot of practice, you know?
Yeah.
It's like any other instrument. It's you can't just jump. You guys put him in. You were like, okay, Andrew, you're going to be the singer. And he had to go from, what, zero singing experience to I'm the singer now.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, no, it's
fucking hard. It'd be like you going, okay, John, you're the fucking bass player now, and then okay, we're playing shows next week.
Yeah,
yeah, no, it's tough.
I think that'd be easier though for you, because being the singer, you're not only trying to sing, but you also have to be the face of the band, and yeah, it takes a lot more.
And it's fucking hard. Yeah,
it takes a lot more like balls to get up in front of a crowd and sing.
It is
than it does
so
to play guitar.
Hard to fucking actually, like, it's like when you're like singing with the radio and you can't hear yourself
and then you turn the radio
down. You actually
down.
Try, but when you turn the radio down, you instantly like, oh fuck, I can hear myself, and you sound like shit.
Just wait till you get into a vocal booth for the first time. We'll get you there.
No, I know, it's fucking,
it's
hard.
Fucking,
that's
horrendous.
Why I've been really curious lately about like possibly taking voice lessons.
I would like to, because I like to sing backing vocals, and
I have no ability at singing right now.
When we would play live, and there are certain songs that I would sing backing on that I knew what I would sing, and there are certain notes that I would do. Like during, as terrible as the song is, Caveman, we would sing the harmonies on that, and it sounded nice. The song's terrible. But, like, you know what I mean? We would sing those slightly different notes, and it sounded kind of... It was our first song that we sang harmonies on. And we're like, all right, yeah. But as soon as you put us in a fucking vocal booth, we're like...
Remember when we reworked the lyrics of that song, and it took Dan to tell us that it was embarrassing?
Because you and I were so spiteful.
And we should be ashamed of ourselves.
Yeah. It wasn't
a
nice song.
And at the time, we were like, fuck you, guy. And in retrospect, like, Dan was right.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't know this story.
So
you know the lyrics of Caveman and how
no.
You're So Easy a Caveman Could Do You.
Yeah, and
that's really all you need to know.
What album is this?
Franklin.
It's on. Okay,
yeah,
so then I've heard
it's
it.
It's a fucking shit of a song. It's awful.
It's a shit. He says.
Please don't play it if that's what you're going to do.
Oh, it's
no,
happening.
Fucking play it.
Please don't.
Don't be embarrassed. Dude,
continue.
You
play. Talking.
You played these songs fucking live. You should not be ashamed of them. They were fucking learning experiences, and I don't think that CD's as bad as you think it is.
Pat and I reworked the lyrics to be really hateful. They were about one person in particular, and we reworked the lyrics
for you or for me?
For you.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean,
you also drew on some personal experiences.
Oh no doubt. I've written plenty of mean songs.
All of Franklin is fucking mean songs.
Yeah,
that's what the name of the album. It should be Franklin Mean Songs.
Yeah. But we wrote some really fucking
There's a lot of your shit that I don't even know
what
the fuck.
Casual Affairs, the song. I was thinking of the harmonies.
Which is also another song that comes from deep-seated hatred.
Yeah, well, the reworked lyrics of the song, though, were fucking shit. Like, they were horrendous. And it took Dan to be like, I'm not... Like, you guys should be embarrassed to yourselves. I'm not okay with this at all.
I didn't know that... I thought the lyrics was, you're so easy, it makes me want to do you.
A caveman could do you.
I never knew what this fucking.
It's a pun on Geico.
I mean,
it's a fucking pun, but I never knew what the lyrics of this song was. I thought it said, "You're so easy, makes me wanna do you."
Yeah. And then you're always talking.
You never
shut
your mouth.
Shut your mouth. It's always open.
Just like your blouse. Think you're so cool with all your tattoos.
You make me puke all over my shoes.
I
know more of the song than I thought I did.
Or Andrew, you make me puke all over your shoes. Because then one he goes, shoes. And I love it.
Yeah. But
see, the song I was talking about was this one.
Another fucking song. Lousy song.
Welcome to Americana.
No, this is another Americana.
I'm trying to think of shitty songs that I wrote about people that I hate. Savior, for sure.
That's a good song, though.
Yeah. The lyrics...
Ready? Listen.
This is going to... I actually think the harmonies in this song sound really bad. Because it doesn't match, like, the tone of the rest of the song. It's like, all of a sudden, you hit this, like, harmonic thing, and you're like, where the fuck's that coming from? Where it's like, you got Andrew, like, super guttural, and it's like, and then all of a sudden, you hit, like, this kind of fluffy sound.
Well, I mean, the whole album sucks ass.
I
disagree. I think there's one fantastic song on there, and we still
This play. Is us being Nickelback.
Yeah. Never made it as a wise man. Never cut another one.
I mean, this is a fine four chord progression that has been played out to the.
Yeah, this is Wonderwall. This is every other four chord song.
Yeah, it's bad. We had some bad stuff.
There's one great song on there that I think we could rework.
What's that?
The best song on the. Yeah.
This is
a fantastic riff.
One part we have to keep though is this part. My greatest regret in life.
I'm just so burnt out on.
Yeah,
that
I don't.
Song.
I don't want to rework it.
I love that song. It's the one song where. I swear to God, if that was recorded properly, you could put that song on the radio.
We were going to open the CD with
in
that song.
1998.
Yeah, 1998. We were going to open the CD with this. I forgot.
It's time to fuck you. Yeah, that's my fucking philosophy teacher.
But instead we opened it with The Boy Never Sleeps, a.k.a. The Song That Never Ends.
This is the song that never ends.
This song fucking sucks.
The bass is sick, though. Ready? This is what I want you to do, John. Ready?
Who did that? That's Angela Kai?
No.
It's one of us.
Pat and I recorded. I don't think I did this one. Pat and I recorded the bass on this album.
Yeah. Was this you on this one, or was this me?
No, I don't think that was me.
I'm sure once I get my mojo, and like, you know, there's no way I could do that right now.
That doesn't sound like a me, Phil. Like I
no, no, this was me because
I put some fills in this record, but that's not a film that I would have played.
Yeah, that's me. Because I did this part.
Oh, yeah, no, that one.
Ready, mess up. Hear that mess up?
Is that in the actual record?
Yeah. Chuck didn't. Yeah, this was me because I remember I did exactly what the guitar is playing.
I'm glad we don't play anything this fast now, or we haven't played anything this fast because I don't think I could do that.
Not yet.
Maybe.
This is the best song on the record.
Oh, God, fuck, that's not the right part.
I love that.
That's why I made the record, man.
I love that.
I remember when we got into the studio, we had this terrible idea. We're like, what if we did like a remix on Harmony of the Sound of Music?
Do you remember that I was there for some of this?
Yeah.
Because I remember you picking out siren sounds with Chuck for Policia.
Do you also remember that he didn't mix it properly, and so it's blown the fuck
it
out?
Sound-
Ready? Listen. Hear the guitar?
I don't know. I think it sounds nasty.
Did you hear the clipping on the guitar?
Yo, we paid money for that.
Yeah.
We can home record better than that. I wholeheartedly believe that we can.
Yeah. Evidence. Yo, whose vibrator is this?
I stand by this.
This is a classic.
There's some lyrics that maybe I wish I didn't write,
because it makes you sound like a misogynist.
Inside the grotto, that one.
Yeah, the pussy's wet. Gather around all the dome you can get.
I love that line.
I mean, it's
funny.
Yeah, it's there to be fucking perverse.
How about our second hit song? Ooh, baby, shove it in my throat. Ooh, baby, shove
it
in my throat.
Remember we had begged Andrew to say it for like 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Is this the one that we recorded vocals for in my parents' basement, like quietly under a blanket?
Yeah. We did a banger job.
Wait, what is this?
This is Dragon's Lair.
You've never heard Dragon's Lair?
No.
Oh, let's just listen to it.
It's about our friend who was in This Is a Movement, Kenny, and how we made a fake tale that he was a knight and he was.
This song might be more catchy than the other one.
It's so, like, Iron Maiden. This is just the intro, though. This song is,
it's like 6.5 minutes.
No, 5.5, but it's multi-tiered. It's got levels to it, a story.
It's like an onion. It's got layers.
Ready? Just picture riding horseback. Open field. Right? Yeah, sword comes out. Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah, we alternated vocals on this.
Whoa. Oh, this is...
Wait, you singing this?
Yeah, Pat and I went back and forth on it.
I've heard this, actually. I have heard this.
I love that chorus riff. I mean, the riffs in this song are pretty killer. The riffs are pretty good. Pinch harmonic.
Wait, how can we skip out? Is this a verse right here?
Yeah, I don't know where the lyrics are. Boop, 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 boop. Oh, this is the no lyrics.
I want to hear you sing.
Me too.
Hold up. Yeah, Brave Dinosaur Stockbrokers, kid.
Oh, you bet.
Where's my mouth? I love what this episode has turned into.
It's nothing but the best.
Creme de la creme.
The creme?
Why don't you just search MySpace Brave Dinosaur?
Yo, Tree John needs a MySpace? Somebody get on that?
Dinosaur.
Andrew was talking about making a Facebook for this band. I was like, I want to have music recorded. I'm not talking like professionally recorded, but I want at least like listenable demos before we actually.
Yeah.
Ooh, baby, shove it in my pooper.
Right. What does he say?
Ooh, baby, shove it in my pooper. Because, you know, we're mature. Oh, this is the mixed version with bass. The other one was missing all of them.
Oh, that version didn't have lyrics in it?
That one wasn't mixed.
Or it didn't have verse lyrics.
This mix sounds...
You can see...
This mix sounds just as good as the mix you paid money for.
This was Nick and I on his MacBook with... We recorded it in GarageBand and we used Rock Band mics.
A Rock Band microphone pushed up against my fucking Krait amp.
I remember that Krait amp.
So where are the lyrics?
It should be coming up. They're in this one for sure. Where the fuck are the lyrics?
I don't know. There should be lyrics. I know that much.
Well, maybe we should. This is something we should discover later.
No, we need to discover it now.
Oh, maybe I have it in my Google Play.
I have it in my Google Play. Anyways, yeah, okay, maybe we'll discover it later. So I wanted to, one of the things I want to talk about, which we're already deep into this podcast, an hour deep. I don't know if we'll even be able to talk about it, but I wanted to talk about conspiracy theories.
Find the one with lyrics.
No, I can't find it. We'll
whatevs.
We'll find it.
We'll find it, and then next week we will play it for the people.
That's Nick, this is me. Right here.
That's you.
That riff I like a lot, actually. For like a hair metal riff, it's sick. Wow. That was what we did one day. Instead of doing anything.
That was what we did one day.
Instead of doing something productive, we wrote that.
Yeah, but that was always so fun.
It was. I want to do that again.
Like, do you still have the VANITY, You're So Fly?
No, that was on your computer.
Yeah, I don't have it anymore.
Or
the H. Brock song.
Gonna say what I've... There were two H. Brock songs.
Yeah?
Heather Broccoli. and then there was... Someone with a bad attitude.
That was like the original one.
Yeah, and then we wrote another one.
Heather Broccoli.
It was like a ballad. Wow, we did some great stuff back in the day.
Yo, I gotta see if Andrew has the Vanity song, because that one slapped.
can we? Yeah, VANITY,
You're So Fly. I remember that song.
Lyrics on it.
I did.
John did vocals.
I helped on that song.
John did backing vocals on that.
I did.
This is our ode to you. You know it's true. Can I get another shrimp and crepe fondue?
I remember.
Wow. Oh my God. We need to record. Here's my pitch. We are not only Tree John, but also we book shows together as a hair metal band. We are two bands in one.
That'd be sick. If we like play one show and then we all just turn around and put wigs on and then play a second show.
Go from Tree John to Try John.
Do you know if we recorded those on the MacBook or if those
was on your old computer.
That was on your MacBook.
No.
If it was on the Toshiba, I might actually have it.
I'm almost positive those were Toshiba songs.
Oh, yeah, because I think those were Audacity.
That was fucking old school shit.
If
this
it's
was
on
like,
the Toshiba, I might be able to get those songs.
Yo, that would be sick.
Because I think the Toshiba is just sitting plugged in on the floor of my parents' house right now.
Wow. That thing still runs after all the porn you watched on that?
It is so fucking slow. Like, honestly, I'm dead serious. To turn it on and to get to Facebook.com, probably 20 minutes.
Yeah, I can picture
that.
That's
crazy.
This computer should be like that, and I cleaned it up, and now it's fine.
I just throw my... Like, when my computer turns to shit, I just throw it away and buy a new one.
I watch so much fucking porn on that computer. Holy shit.
Oh, my God. The things that desk has seen...
That desk is gone.
This computer is... almost 10 years old.
It's fucking old, man.
And it's still running strong. I mean,
it does okay. It used to crash all the time.
Yeah. Well, that's also because I ran a bootleg version of CAD. What?
Never mind.
What?
I was going to say, I almost want to reach out and be like, hey, you got that song? But I don't want to reach out at all.
To who? Andrew?
No, the people who the song's
for. Oh, no. They don't have those songs.
We gave them to them?
Yeah. On a CD.
I bet H. Brock has it.
No.
Yeah.
No. That's creepy.
that was creepy.
It wasn't creepy because she wanted it.
That's true.
And then the other one was like, oh, well, you made her a song. You got to make me a song. So we did. And then that song ended up actually being better.
That's true.
Yeah.
Gotta serve it up with a bad attitude.
Familiar. What's the fucking chorus of that song?
I feel like it was
we've
like...
We've learned to love the abuse from Heather Broccoli.
I don't know. It was basically like... The verse was like, hey, that's what I like about you. It was that song. It was the verse. Some of the other things that... That was the verse. Yeah. Wait, I want to run something by you.
That's my soda.
I thought yours was up there.
No.
You've been sipping that soda.
I'm just kidding. I just wanted to freak you out.
Can I run something by you guys?
Yeah.
We don't actually have to do a conspiracy theory episode if you don't want to.
We can do that next week.
Okay.
That's because I totally forgot to look one up.
I think we've been having a pretty solid, you know, organic combo.
That's true. I have a really good conspiracy theory
What is it?
Okay, here's my theory. So, a guy came into the bank a couple weeks ago, and he works for a phone company, and he's talking about how he always has to get new debit cards because he works around magnets a lot. And I was like, yeah, you know, the radiation and, like, the magnets, magnetic fields can mess with the strips. He's like, yeah. And the radiation from a lot of the stuff messes with a lot of stuff. And I was like, yeah, yeah, I know what you mean. He's like, no, you don't. You don't know what I mean. I was like, I mean, I think I know what you're saying, but I can tell where you're going, and you're going to be one of those guys who has a conversation with me and then probably disappears off the face of the earth. And he was.
He's a fucking whistleblower?
No, but he was talking. He's like, yeah, you know, in my house, I have a high bandwidth router, and I put a bunch of plants around it just to hide it. Those plants die. I move the plants away. They come back to life. And I was like,
that he's a fucking crazy person. That's what you talk to.
Well,
a nut job.
Well, I mean, he does have some truth in terms of, like, electromagnetic fields have an effect on plant life. If you watch any tree that grows around a power line, they grow all messed up because...
Like that fucking tree in Warwick.
This one?
The one, yeah, that grows around the power lines.
On Post Road, yeah.
I was looking at it, though. It's trimmed around the power lines.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of trees do curve around power lines, not trimmed. But
thinking... Here's a weirder conspiracy. The fucking tree ball of... Rhode Island College.
I know.
What the fuck is that thing?
I don't know, but I love it.
It's a plant colony inside the tree that it's from birth.
For those of you who don't know what tree ball is, there's this huge pine tree next to where we all went to college.
It's a king pine.
That has another tree growing in the middle of it that's a perfect sphere.
It really is, basically.
Yo, this guess that smile. That's Drew Doughty, right?
No, that's Ovechkin.
That's Flea, obviously.
That's Ovechkin?
That's Ovi. Drew Doughty's missing two front teeth. Ovi's only missing the one.
But
isn't
continue.
That sad that I knew that?
But continue.
So, I was, like, confident, too.
So, yeah, I was thinking, what if phone companies and cancer research companies are in cahoots? Because your phone is just a cancer box that gives you cancer over time.
I don't think that it does give you cancer over time. I think that's an old wives' tale.
Here's my conspiracy. Because radio waves and all those sort of electromagnetic waves are not good for your body. And chemotherapy is the one cancer treatment that is not done the same way that other treatments are done. Doctors get paid a commission for when they recommend chemotherapy treatment.
Yeah, isn't that fucked up? I think there's a more fucked up theory in there, though. I think the real fucked up theory is, what are the odds? How close to 100% are the odds that there is a pill out there that they could give people that would cure cancer?
100%. Just like there's probably already,
but it's more cost effective for them to kill people with fucking radiation because they can make a lot more money.
Yeah, it's not cost effective, but more profitable.
That's what,
yeah,
I meant to say.
Just like the whole engine that runs on water.
This is next week's conversation, though.
That's
absolutely
true. So let's table that. Just let that emanate in your brain skulls and think about it for next week. What are you looking at?
I was wrong.
What?
I don't know.
You were wrong about what?
I took a quiz on NHL smiles.
Yeah, and it was Alex Ovechkin?
Yeah, no, you were right about that one. But then Brent Burns came up, and I put Drew Doughty, and
you
it was wrong.
Fuck. How could you? I can't believe you've done Brent's this. I can't believe you were taking a fucking smile quiz while we're trying to podcast here.
Nick's already done. He's pushing his mic back.
That's not true.
We still have one more segment to go.
Oh, what is it?
What do you mean, what is it?
The final segment. It's the random word of the week.
Let's get into the final segment of the week, folks. This final segment is brought to you by John's inability to wipe the correct way.
The random word of the week.
Who's this mustachioed man?
I don't know, but I like him.
Exclusive.
One, two, and then one more. All right, gents, the random word of the week is, where's my mouse? Cut. C-U-T, cut.
How many teenage girls did you know that used to cut their wrists?
That's terrible.
I knew a few, actually.
I was going to ask, what's the worst laceration you've ever received?
The worst one?
Yeah.
When you stabbed me in the workshop and you split my fucking arm open.
I didn't stab you. I gashed you.
So Pat got this new knife. I think it was a Riet.
Do I? No, I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the one that banana shaped blade one. Same one Ed got. It's fucking ugly.
Oh, yeah. Where is that knife?
I think you sold it.
Because I didn't like it.
But he was like, it's so sharp. And then he kept going like this at me. Huh. Like he was like slicing at me like as a joke. And then he fucking hit me right in the wrist.
I
still have a scar.
Let's not do that again.
I can't really dispute it a ton because, yeah, I did cut him. But he did put his arm up in defense a little bit.
There's a fucking 3/4-inch long scar on my... Look, it's still there.
Yeah, I see it. The worst part about all of this is that John did it, and he went like this. He went... and spread.
I have one in the same spot, guys.
Really?
He spread his wrist vagina open and went, look at it, and just put it in my face.
Yeah, my wife was there, and she and you both went white as a fucking ghost. Like, I thought she was going to puke, and I think you were just like, holy shit, I actually fucked you up bad. Like, you could see my meat. Like, you could see my fat. There was, like, fat in my fucking arm. Like, it was layered like a taco dip. It's fucking gross. I don't think that's the worst. I mean, that was probably... I probably should have went to the hospital and got stitches, but I didn't.
You're fine.
I just fucking
been cut all too badly.
Working in a kitchen, I feel like you would be.
I ground the tip of my finger right off.
I never cut a fingertip off in the kitchen.
Really?
Nope. I don't even know if I ever nicked myself with the pliers.
Ooh, I did once. That's actually probably the worst cut I've ever received. I was chopping basil. I just got basil and parsley at the store, and I got a new knife from Jabla. It was some shitty one of those ceramic, like, pink or orange or lime green knives that they
sell. Ceramic knives are sharp
as fuck,
though.
Are you suggesting that Jabla sells shit?
No. I'm suggesting that the knife brand was shitty, but it was very sharp because Jabla only sells very high quality.
Did they sell seashells by the seashore?
They do shell.
You have to ask someone to work there.
So I was chopping basil, and someone asked me a question. I went, "What?" I went like this, and just cut right through the tip of my finger, and it's fine now.
Tony Iommi.
I cut through the whole tip, through the nail, through the tip, and the only thing holding that, like. It was like a 1/4-inch, like an 1/8-inch piece of my... It was just dangling on by, like, the fingerprint section of my thumb. And I just went... And I didn't know what to say. And I got lightheaded because it just fucking gushed. And the worst part was, there was chicken on the cutting board next to it, like a separate cutting board. And I got blood all over all the food I was about to cook. And it was fucking everywhere. So I sat in a chair with ice on my head and my hand above my head just like this. Because it was, like, fucking 90 degrees outside. And I felt like I was going to faint. I felt like such a little bitch.
I just, when I ground the tip of my finger, so I was in the workshop.
That was gnarly.
I was making a pry tool for a gentleman whose knife I was late to ship.
That sounds like
something that happens all the time because I get busy and I'm like, shit, I don't have time to go to the post office today. I'll do it tomorrow. And then a week later, I'm like, fuck, I need to send this guy's knife out. He already paid me. And I'm like, oh, let me just make a quick pry tool to be like, hey, sorry, I was so late to ship your knife. So I'm making this thing, and I set the gap between the platen and the tool rest on my grinder a little bit too wide. Mm-hmm. Threw a fresh 36 grit belt up there, and it sucked the piece in my hand with it, and ground the tip of my finger right off.
Duh.
It's at a slant now.
I know. See, the worst part of that is, as you're describing it, I can feel the pain because I've done the same thing.
It looks not as deep as I
did. No.
But, like, it looks way less... I thought it was going to look fucked up forever. Like, I went through my fingernail.
Yeah.
But it actually grew back, and it looks like a normal finger. The only thing is, I used to, like, love flicking knives, like, Spidey flicking knives underneath. I can't do that anymore because my fingertips, like, so... sensitive.
Yeah.
It's like super mushy. Like there's no more like callus or anything in that spot.
You got the mushy perps. I know. You got mushy perps.
But yeah, do we have an Instagram page for the podcast?
Yeah.
We should, you know, in honor of this final segment, we should throw a picture of my finger up there.
At Cold Leftovers.
On Instagram.
Actually, let me pull up right now while Nick's making those terrible sounds.
Can we close the podcast out with the song Full Forever by the Goo Goo Dolls?
It's at Cold Leftovers Podcast, all one word.
How many followers do we have?
Six. That might be true. I don't know. Seven.
Ooh, we need more than that.
Also, how many listens do we have on our podcast?
I was going to check that live on the podcast.
This could be...
I'm excited for this to be zero, unless you guys listen to it.
I've listened to at least two of them.
All right, so two.
Yeah. This is exciting. What if we see it and it's... I have a feeling it's going to be like three.
Yeah, but some random guy in Romania listened to it.
27 on the first one, 19 and 14 on the most recent
one. Oh, we're trending. We're trending the wrong
way. We're killing it.
That's not bad. Oh, my God. What have we become?
Can we listen to E-Cycle?
Oh, for sure. We should close out with this song.
I thought we were closing out with Full Forever by the Goo Goo Dolls.
What's E-Cycle?
What do you mean, what's E-Cycle? What do you mean, what's... What do you...
You're a fucking saucy bitch, aren't you?
No.
This is E-Cycle.
It's a close song. Okay.
I thought we were doing Full Forever.
Troy Baker. All right, so we should close this thing out.
I'm Pat.
I am Courtney the Thought.
I get it. I like that. And that's a very, very... That's a very good name.
I'm Becky from
I like that. Pat, John, and Nick, we're closing out. We'll catch you guys next time.
Yo. I love that he gutted immediately.